We were on our way to the market, a weekly ritual that I cherish more than any other. "Today, you'll pick the mangoes we sell," my father said, a smile playing on his lips. His eyes, bright and full of warmth, sparkled with a mix of pride and affection. I beamed up at him, feeling a swell of pride. "Really, Papa? Really," he affirmed, squeezing my tiny hand gently. "You have a good eye, Lisa. It's important in our business, and in life, to see the beauty in what others might overlook." We reached a stall laden with fruits of all shapes and sizes, but it was the mangoes that caught my eye. I remembered my father's teachings about choosing the ripest ones, their skins a perfect blend of green and gold, giving just slightly under my gentle squeeze. My father watched on, a look of quiet approval on his face. "You'll do great things, Lisa," he said softly, almost as if to himself. "Just remember to always trust your instincts." I remember the warmth of my father's embrace, a sanctuary of love and security in a world filled with uncertainty. His laughter, like a melody that danced through our home, filling every corner with joy and light. And my mother, with her gentle touch, a soothing balm to my wounded heart, wiping away my tears with a tenderness that only a mother could possess. These were the days when every sunrise held the promise of adventure, when the world seemed vast and full of possibilities, and every sunset whispered of tranquil evenings spent in the comforting embrace of family.